Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and today we're talking about Primer Surfacer, the final fill. The purpose of Primer Surfacer, it is the final step or your final chance to produce the perfect surface with the correct texture before painting. Scratches and small imperfections can be repaired with this fill primer. Filling is the main purpose of this type of primer. You can think of it as a filler, final filler. We finish the body filler, the glazing putty with 150 feather edge, clean the surface mask, apply two coats of epoxy, and now we're ready to apply the primer surfacer. So let's talk about flash times and window times. After the epoxy has been applied, you can now apply the primer surfacer. Be certain to allow the epoxy primer to flash the recommended time that it takes. The manufacturer procedure pages will tell you how long the flash time needed before top coating. Now with PPG, you need to let it set at least 30 minutes before spraying your primer surfacer. However, you will also have a window. This is the time that you have to apply another coat without sanding. Most epoxies have a long window time. The epoxy that I am familiar with has 72-hour window. If you wait more than 72 hours, you're going to have to before you apply the primer surfacer, you're going to have to lightly scuff it to give it the chemical or the adhesion. So what is adhesion? Let's talk about mechanical versus chemical adhesion. You know, I keep talking about it, so let's discuss exactly what adhesion is. I would like to expand on this and tell you why this is important. Adhesion is just another word for, you know, it sticks to. For instance, in upcoming lessons, we will refer to glue as adhesives. In order to prevent body filler or primer or paint, it needs to adhere to the surface. There are two ways to provide adhesion. The first is mechanical adhesion. That is why we sand the surface before applying the coating. That is why it is important to sand the edges extremely good, because if a panel is going to peel, chances are it will start peeling from the edge. The second type of adhesion is chemical adhesion. This is when there is still a chemical bond with two products. For example, the 72-hour window with the epoxy prime is time that the surface will produce the chemical bond. After that, the chemical bond will no longer adhere. That is why after 72-hour window, the surface needs to be resanded. Since we no longer have the chemical adhesion, we now have the mechanical adhesion to take its place. So now we're applying the primer surfacer. Alright, I took a little rabbit trail here, but I want to make sure that you understood flash times, window times, and the types of adhesion. Now let's talk about applying the primer surfacer. After the epoxy has flashed the recommended amount of time, apply your first coat of surfacer. Only apply enough to cover the epoxy primer. Check the procedure pages to determine the recommended number of coats to achieve the desired thickness or mills. Normally 2 to 3 coats are sufficient. I usually apply 2 wet coats, allowing each coat to flash off. Apply each coat additional coat a few inches past the first coat. So what's next? Well, we've applied the primer, the epoxy primer, to provide additional adhesion and corrosion protection. Then we applied primer surfacer to fill the minor scratches and small imperfections. Now we're ready to apply the guide coat and block sand the primer. And we'll discuss that in another article. And we check back, and I will have more collision repair training for you soon.